11:38 at WBFO. We will rejoin On Point in just about 2 minutes. We want to go back to Eileen Buckley, who is live now in South Buffalo on a tour of hard-hit storm areas with Governor Cuomo. Eileen, where are you now?
I'm actually standing right outside of Mercy Hospital in South Buffalo, where the governor has gotten out of his vehicle, and he's with the mayor and Mark Poloncarz, county executive. And they are right now, he's shaking the hands of National Guard members that are here for this massive cleanup effort. We're watching some of the National Guardsmen do their work, as you can hear all the massive equipment that's here doing this job. As we drove in, we saw a lot of abandoned vehicles and many, many piles of snow. It really gives you the reality of just how bad this snowfall amount has been. The governor and, of course, the mayor and county executive all thanking and talking to the National Guards troops. We're going to try to walk over there and see if we can hear what they're talking about a little bit with our microphone.
Bright light for this.
Not sure if you can hear the governor, but I'm going to try to mic it.
The mayor and the county executive were talking about how many phone calls they got. People saying, we want to help. What can we do? We're there. Just tell us what to do. And the National Guard symbolizes that feeling of community and brotherhood that is New York. And people open their window and they see you guys out there and they see your trucks and they see your equipment. And it gives them a sense of confidence and a sense of hope. And they know that it's going to be okay. And that you guys dropped what you were doing from all over the state and came to help Buffalo, they will never, ever forget it. And we just want you to know that we know you've been killing yourself for days. A lot of you haven't slept literally for days. But it is truly and deeply appreciated. And if we didn't have the National Guard out here, it would have been an entirely different situation. You literally, people would have died but for your being here. I believe that. We lost 13 people already due to the storm with everything we did. If we hadn't been clearing those roads and you couldn't get people to hospitals, can you imagine what it would have been like? So you literally saved life, what you did. But you also symbolize that spirit of community. I said, sounded funny, but I said, when I've been calling around and asking for help, people were extending their best wishes, but it was really love for Buffalo. They've seen what's going on, and they see it on TV, and their hearts are open. They just want Buffalo to care about them. And when I see you guys, that's what I think. Your county executive, Mark Poloncarz, to say a few words.
Without you guys' help, we wouldn't be where we are today. We're still driving around streets and working our way through and seeing vehicles abandoned. And I know if you were not here, we would be so much further behind. So on behalf of everybody in Erie County, you know, some of you are from this region, some are not. I just want to thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the work that you're doing. This is important job just right here next to Mercy Hospital, allowing that these thoroughfares to be open to get ambulances through, because I know this hospital is the key hospital for all of the South Towns. If we cannot get people to Mercy Hospital from other parts of the South Towns, they may die. So it's very important that you guys are doing this, and I appreciate it.
Mayor Byron Brown, I also want to thank you for your efforts. You have been absolutely tremendous. When you came in, people really felt hopeful. There was a lot of frustration about all the snow that had fallen, but when they saw the National Guard in to help, they really felt good about that. You have helped make a tremendous difference here in South Buffalo. In South Buffalo, with your assistance, we've been able to cart out over 32,000 tons of snow from this community. So what you're doing means a great deal to all of us. From the bottom of my heart, as mayor of the city of Buffalo, I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you and your fellow guardsmen who are working to Buffalo and Western New
York. We can make them a really good deal. We brought you some coffee and donuts. We owe you more than a cup of coffee. We owe you a lot more. But let's have some coffee and warm up a little bit, and then we'll go back to work. But really, guys, thank you. You've done a great, great job. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Governor Andrew Cuomo and city officials addressing the National Guard's troops that are lined up in front of one of their vehicles here, thanking them for the great work that they have done, that they've been a lifeline to this community and to many people when they have seen the National Guard come in and actually do their work. Right now, they're literally handing out coffee and donuts, taking a break from this massive effort here. You heard him say 32,000 tons of snow has been removed with their help here today. The National Guardsmen are very helpful in these situations, as we've heard in other parts of the country when they go in and do their work in disasters. It's Buffalo's turn right now, and as the governor talked about Buffalo love, it's certainly felt here today as these troopers do their job from the National Guard. And the mayor right now is literally pouring coffee for the troops, trying to help them stay warm as they take a break from this massive snow cleaning effort. And we are going to continue the tour. We're not sure where they're headed next. Right now, as I said, we're in South Buffalo outside of Mercy Hospital. We're around the backside where a National Guard lifter is actually removing snow, where the entrance is, where all the ambulances are, where the emergency entrance is into this hospital. Reporting live from South Buffalo, Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Thanks very much, Eileen. We will check back in with you throughout the day as you continue on this tour with Governor Cuomo, Mayor Brown, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Again, Eileen, at the Mercy Hospital in South Buffalo, you heard the governor, the county executive, and the mayor thanking National Guard troops, bringing them coffee and donuts. Mercy Hospital, as I think it was the governor said, certainly a key healthcare center for that part of the city, also the suburbs near South Buffalo. We'll check back in with Eileen throughout the day. For now, we'll go back to On Point on WBFO. It's 11:45, and we join the program already in progress.